And that God is within us. So let's find out what that is telling us this week. Our divine highest self, our soul self, is going to reveal what needs to be tossed out. Get rid of the junk. Get rid of the congested energies that are no longer serving our highest and best good. So you can be closing your eyes now as I'm speaking, and then you're going to go internally and feel what that feels like inside now as your mind is starting to go more quiet. The thoughts are, some thoughts might be coming to the surface and being obsessive. I remember sitting in front of Dr. Pillai, and there was one of the pop songs was on the radio just before I had seen him, and I just loved it, and it was kind of dancey and things like that. And so I couldn't shake it out of my mind. And I was sitting in front of him after driving for like 12 hours to New York from Toronto. This was many, many years ago. And I thought, I'm so happy to be here and just be in his presence and get this teaching that I'm going to get. And then it's going to be over in a few hours and I'm going to turn around and drive all the way back. But it doesn't matter, because I just know that something magical is going to happen. He's going to reveal something internally to me that I haven't been able to do in all my years of education, you know, post-secondary school, and all my experiences in life, and all the people I know, and everyone who is so smart and couldn't advise me to do, and I wasn't getting it. And he could just get to the heart of it and just reveal to me what it was. And there I was sitting in front of him, closing my eyes, and the song was bopping in my mind, and I thought, whoa, I'm laughing at it now. But it was just, I couldn't shut it off. And then he just said, your mind is a monkey. Everything that's going on in your mind, just let it go on. And then he, as he got me into that state of just accept, relax, let it go, it's going to be there or not be there. And then go deeper into yourself and explore. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to explore that deep part of ourselves that will quiet everything down, that will reveal to us what needs to be cleaned out, and that you just take it and leave it at the feet of the divine. So we'll call in the goddesses. We'll call in Dr. Ply, of course. We'll call in Ganesha, of course, at the beginning to remove all the obstacles. So your eyes have been closed for a few minutes. You're giggling to yourself, so you're relaxing a little bit. Your breath is getting to be more quieter. And you can even, you know, just relax your body a bit, as much as you can. So let's go deep today and experience the blessings that are due for us to see and be thankful for. So putting your attention now on the base of your spine, we need to raise that kundalini. We need to awaken it. Even if you think, oh, I've been doing kundalini practices, I know how to, you toss that out. You don't know anything. Because there's all your knowledge is creating a block for you. So ask that a new level of understanding of who you are as an evolving soul in this physical body is right now. Who are you right now? Are you receptive to more of you being used up, you being tossed out, the divine coming in? What does that feel like? At the base of your spine, the bottom, the tailbone, the lower part of your pelvic region. Go there and feel something stirring. You can experience a reddish orangish light. If that's something that resonates with you, if you don't see it, that's fine. You know what reddish orange looks like. So just remember that, recall it, and ask the divine to put that in you, that consciousness, awaken it, bring it to the surface. Not too hard to the surface, because you'll get caught up in all that too. So just, it's just there, that energy, that reddish, orangish light carries the energy of Ganesha, who has the energy to remove obstacles before you even do anything. So cultivate this at the base of your spine. And then bring your awareness as if you are washing or letting this energy flow through the lower limbs into the toes and the feet and the lower legs. It's swirling around those joints that are stiff and getting creaky. Things are moving through your awareness, your intelligence, to call on Ganesha with the reddish-orangish light and now the sounds. The light waves and sound waves will create that state of awareness in you right now at the base of the spine and down to the toes, that you have the ability to get unstuck from anything that is causing you suffering. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Feel the energy of the reddish orangish light and the vibrations of the sounds moving through the lower part of your body. And now bring your awareness or your attention or focus to the base of the spine, where we're going to invoke Ganesha. Now concentrate his energy to dissolve all obstacles for the Kundalini to move up. Gam. 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 Now we'll imagine this beam of light arising from the base of the spine, piercing all the chakras, the energy centers, going up in the subtle body that corresponds with the body parts at the level of the sixth center, the navel, the heart center, the throat center, the brain, which has the third eye center, and then through the top of the brain into the space. This is like our spiritual antenna. Experience it like you've never experienced it before. So subtle, so sharp, so peaceful, so empowered, like a laser beam, piercing through all the congested energies. Now we'll activate all the energy centers on the way up, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat center. Clear the throat. The karma is stored in the throat. Clear it. Ma. Move up to the third eye in the middle of your brain. Bring your attention to the base of the spine. Na. Move into the navel. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Chi. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Va. Move into the two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya. Now, move into the spot between your two eyebrows. Feel some pressure, some presence. Something is happening, some tingling, some prickly feeling. Some focus. In the spot between your two eyebrows, a beam of light gets penetrated by a force coming from Dr. Pillai's image standing in front of you, either in his light body form or, if you prefer, his physical form to relate to. It's there. You're out of your mind. You're in your spiritual soul self. Receive this empowerment coming from this beam or force of energy penetrating the spot between your two eyebrows, coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Keep receiving it. Allow it to soften. allow this spot to soften and open and receive. And then not only the spot between your two eyebrows, but go deeper into the middle of your brain. Allow it to go into the middle of your brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the brain starting to tingle, some expansion sensation, maybe some pressure, some pulsing in the middle of your brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Keep receiving the light, empowering your third eye as it pierces the spot between your two eyebrows and then goes deep into the middle of your brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Your whole brain is lighting up. Your brain tells the rest of your body what to do, so this flooding of light moves throughout your whole body from head to toe. Now this light becomes red. Red is the energy for the goddess Durga. It has the intelligence to root out all negativity, to destroy it, to crush it. Relating to anything that is blocking you from feeling self-esteem and self-empowerment, the ability to do everything that you need to do to nurture yourself and others. Feel this red light moving through you, concentrating more in the third eye, middle of your brain, and then allow it to expand and just flood the rest of the body. So you can go through this process as you hear the mantra for the goddess Durga. Om Dham Durgayi Namaha. Flood the body with the red light. Come back to the midbrain. Focus, concentrate. Om Dham Durgayi Namaha. Flood the body with the red light. Come back to the midbrain. Focus, concentrate. Om Dham Durgayi Namaha. Flood the body with the red light. Now, Imagine the bed light getting a little lighter, going to a pink color with a golden mix, golden pinkish, even bring in a little eggplant color, purplish, deep, deep purple, mixed all in. You're at the midbrain. Thought of fly is empowering your third eye. Now, the goddess Lakshmi, whose energy is related to abundance, happiness, comforts, joy. Experience that light, the eggplant, purpley, pink, golden light. Om Shri Brzee Lakshmi Namaha. Flood the rest of the body with the light and the vibrations of the sounds of abundance. Feel full. Feel joy. Feel comforted, feel peaceful, feel light, feel love. Back into the middle of your brain. Receive the empowerment from Dr. Pillai, piercing your third eye, going deep in, activating the goddess Lakshmi's energy and light. Om Shri Brzee Lakshmi Namaha. Flood the rest of the body with the light and the vibrations and the consciousness of abundance. Once again, middle of your brain. Focus, concentrate. Receive the empowerment from Dr. Pillai. Receive the light. Pink, purplish, gold. Receive the intelligence of abundance, wealth, happiness, comfort, joy. Om Shri Brzee Lakshmi Namaha. Flood the body with the light and the sounds. Now, the light becomes bright, light, white. It has a soft quality, although it's very bright, white. It has intelligence and wisdom and creative energy as its characteristic or quality or consciousness. That can put you in the right place at the right time, thinking, saying, and doing the right thing, so that you can enjoy life like a song or a dance. You can see the rhythm of the divinity within and outside of you, in the world around you. Imagine or picture Dr. Pillai's empowerment coming into your third eye, piercing the middle of your brain, activating this Saraswati consciousness to give you wisdom and intelligence, creative energy, music, song, dance, sweet speech, feel it deep in your third eye, this white light. Oh, I'm Saraswati Namaha. Flood the body with this light and intelligence and the vibrations of the sounds. Now focus your attention, concentrate in the middle of your brain. Receive the light from Dr. Fly. Activate the bright white light with a soft quality that carries wisdom, creative energy. Om I Saraswati Namaha. Flood the rest of your body with the light, the sound vibrations, the consciousness, the intelligence, the wisdom. Bring your attention back into the third eye. Focus, concentrate, receive the empowerment from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Receive the white light, the intelligence, the sounds for Saraswati. Om, I Saraswati Namaha. Flood the rest of your body with the light, the sounds. The intelligence, the wisdom. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to the environment. Peace to the universe. Peace. Peace, peace.